The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Program in this hour, our word of the hour is also.
Don't forget the L.
Also. Don't forget the L. I was saying also. As in awesome?
Yes, just
as
like, awesome.
Yes, like that.
Yeah. Does like that. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen reviewing What's Going On for Friday, the 11th of January. Wait a minute. Whoops, hold on a second. Rewind. Friday, the 11th of July. The weather is the same in July where Jennifer is as it is in January. So she doesn't really know whether it's January or July.
True.
Except
to be fair, January's probably 10 degrees cooler because we're almost 100 right now.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Well, listen, I want to make sure that we get things right by you, Jennifer. Things have to be right. We've got to make it right. Like we have to in the awkwardness of what's going on the Texas Mexican border, President Obama trying to recast the debate over these young migrants that all of a sudden in the last 2 weeks have shown up. They were never there before. It's an immediate crisis. It requires our immediate attention and our immediate spending of $3.7 billion. Yoo-hoo. So is there some kind of a compromise here? In this standoff, the White House says the immigration problem is only going to get worse unless you and me ante up $3.7 billion. That's it. Congress needs to approve emergency funding. Call your congressman today and tell him you want to have him vote with the president to deal with the flood of Central American children illegally entering our country from Mexico.
And do we still know what that money is going to get us? Like, do we get a report?
Well, I think that we figured it out.
Perhaps?
We had two different ideas that surfaced on this program as a result of the intelligence of yours truly and the people who are on the air with me. The idea of looking at the $3.7 billion and looking at the numbers the government says are involved. I think it was 57,000, Kenny, right? Divided that into 3.7. A billion comes out to $65,000 a piece. Give them the money and send them home. Bye. Or, better yet, the idea that surfaced here earlier in the week and then seemed to gain some traction, put them on a plane. $207 average cost of a trip from Houston or Dallas down to Honduras or Guatemala, El Salvador. $207 times 57,000 immigrants comes out to a lot less than $3.7 billion.
And I guarantee you do that a few times for a few weeks, and people will stop coming because they know what the outcome will be.
I don't know if I can guarantee anything, but
I can.
Okay,
I'm going to give you the Jennifer Horn guarantee that the if you
Jennifer
start
Horn.
Doing that and you start acting that you're just going to send everybody back, people will stop coming.
All right, that may make some sense. One of the big items this week, we have a poll. As usual, every day is a different poll at DougSteffen.com to reflect your feelings on the issues of the day. And normally on Friday now, we list... Why are you chuckling?
Because I think we should have a poll about your favorite poll, like North, South, Stripper.
Yeah. Ah, Stripper poll. Yes. Well, the That'd polls that I have out in my field.
Monica Lewinsky.
Right. She's Polish?
I don't know. I'm just guessing because of her name.
Uh-huh. Good for you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we could do that, or we could do the poll that's actually listed at DougSteffen.com
today.
Okay,
fine. Have it your way.
Kenny might take Jennifer's ideas under advisement, though, for a future
poll. I jotted those down.
That's good. Okay. Top 10 talk topics of the week. We have them listed in no particular order, because, as you know, listening to this program, there's not a whole lot of order involved. It's just, okay, here's A, B, C, D. So A is child immigration. B, the ISIS problems in Iraq. C, the violence in Israel and Palestine. D, the president's approval ratings. E, the presidential impeachment suggestion. We'll get back to that in a moment. Costco pulling a book by Dinesh D'Souza, Much Ado About Nothing, as the book is Much Ado About Nothing. But anyway, they put it back on the...
they put it back, right?
Yeah, they put it, they took it off because it only sold 4,000 copies in a month or a week or whatever it was. And then with all the attention given to the book, this is a genius political, PR move on Dinesh D'Souza's part, and maybe on Costco's too, who knows. But anyway, so is that a big deal?
Well, because I had heard that it was because they weren't really keen on what his movie was about.
Well, that's what you hear, so because
Costco,
that's what the right-wingers want you to think.
Well, or maybe
it stirs
it's the
pot.
Or maybe it's the opposite. Maybe Costco wants you to believe that it was just, oh, we just pulled it because it wasn't selling.
Yeah.
When in actuality, they didn't like the message.
Well.
You never know.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't selling, though.
It wasn't selling.
How do we know?
Because they told you that the numbers were 4,000 a week.
And they don't lie, Dougie?
What? Costco?
Well, it's not just that it wasn't selling at Costco. It wasn't selling, period.
Right.
I think it's a setup.
Really? Well, you would.
Yeah.
All right. Hillary Clinton and her prospects for 2016. Let's see here. Cleveland gets the nod for the convention site. Climate discussions. Good God. And Major League Baseball and Sports Talk Radio. All right. All those things. You can tell us what you think is the number one issue of the week. And that's the list from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio and Talkers TV, by the way. And on Talkers Radio, you can listen to me do my weekly agriculture report, the American Family Farmer, which is a discussion aimed at having you understand what some of the issues are in ag as they affect the family farmers and your family as well. That's all, I think it plays four different times, starting on Saturdays every week at talkers.com. So help yourself to that if you would like to do that. Our poll yesterday at DougStephan.com, focusing on Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru's top five summer produce picks, we asked which one you favored the most. And 42% of you said berries. Good choice. Let's see here. 20% said melons. 19% said pineapples. 15% said avocados. And 4% said kumquats. These are, when he lists them as the top prospects, these are the ones that are the healthiest, the best for you of the list that he posts. And he knows what's going on. Supermarket man, this guy's a whiz. That's why he's called the supermarket guru and not the supermarket whiz. Maybe I should change, right? The supermarket guru. But Phil Lempert is somebody been attached to this program for quite a number of years. I'm happy to have his expertise on display in one of the boxes at home page at DougStephan.com for your listening and dancing pleasure. All right, so we had enough of the president and what's going on in the Texas Mexican border. Let's see, do we have any more? I think that it's interesting. One of these issues this week on the countdown is the presidential impeachment move suggested by Ms. Palin. I think Ms. Palin is trying desperately to regain the spotlight so she can get a slot on The View. What do you think about that, Jennifer?
I agree. She's definitely making more noise lately. I don't know if it's all about The View, but yes.
You don't? Why don't you?
Publicity, for sure.
Yeah, it's all about, well, that's what the Costco thing is about, isn't it? You get down to brass tacks.
It's all publicity.
It's all publicity. So what can we do to garner some publicity for this program? What can we do that would make people pay attention so we could get on, let's say, a big station in New York City? What do we have to do? What would you like to see us do?
Close down the Verrazano Bridge.
Yeah, that's been done before.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see if we can get a potato to grow out of your ear.
Okay, I don't think that'll work.
No?
Let's close down JFK so you can get a haircut.
Why do we have to close down anything? Why don't we do something positive?
Let's getting a potato something. To grow out of my ear is positive?
Yeah, that's just
for you,
helps.
Maybe. I have
no,
a potato growing
good.
Out of my ear.
Potatoes are good for you. And be a new way of growing
them.
We
keep growing
you don't
out of
like
your
potatoes?
Ear.
You might be able to get one on, but that wasn't...
You've got more dirt in your ear.
So who says?
Because you're a farmer.
Well, that doesn't mean I have dirty ears.
I would imagine there's more dirt in your hand than mine.
I think if I were a farmer, I'd take offense at that.
Why?
It's like all farmers
are
hayseed.
I work in a desk all day. You work in a field of mud. So how?
I don't work in a field of mud.
Logically.
Hay, there's corn, all kinds of things in the fields that I work in.
You're sensitive about your ears,
though. A little dust and a little dirt here and there. Yep, it's okay, though, Jennifer. I get it. You're trying to deflect attention away from your dirty ears.
Okay.
I get it.
All right.
Yep. I see that.
I have more of a dirty mouth, but, you know.
Remember last week when the president said to the Republicans, so sue me if they didn't like the way that he was doing things?
Challenge accepted.
House Speaker John Boehner said the lawsuit will argue that Obama violated the Constitution by unilaterally delaying the law's requirement for business to provide coverages. I think this is part of the impeachment. I think there are some people who are going to try to stir the pot before the midterm elections around Democrats versus Republicans. The Democrats are going to support Obama. We're going to run against that. And you. How about that? What do you think? Yes or no? Up or down?
What do you think about the
in
lawsuit?
In or out? What do I think about what?
About the lawsuit.
I think about the lawsuit about as much as I think about a hangnail.
See, I think it's a waste of time. But
of
you know
it
what is.
Is
going to be interesting is to see how it works.
Really? I don't know about how it works. Will it work? Is that the question?
No, just how it works.
Work?
Like how it's going to go down.
How it functions?
Yeah, how it's going to happen. How it's going to go down. The details.
What's happening?
Yeah. I mean, okay. I think it's a waste of time, but at least it's kind of an interesting one.
A fun waste of time. Yeah. Kind of like this program from time to time. That's how we should build
like
it.
Like Congress in general.
Right, yeah. Doug Steffen and Congress, what do we have in common? We're a fun waste of time. It's 18 past the hour, and good day.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking Super 8 sign.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Pow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body, and new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
It's Sam Adams' summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Summertime's here.
I like the citrus. Crisp and refreshing.
It's light. It's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams' summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams' summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome nasty responsive.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If a hotel doesn't charge you for something, then it's free. Either that or you stole something and got away with it. Say free backwards and you get yerf. When you earn a free night with the Hotels.com rewards program, you don't just earn a night, you earn a free night.
Earn one free night for every 10 you collect with welcome rewards from Hotels.com. The obvious choice. Free night does not include taxes and fees. See site for details.
Wow, Geico's been saving people money for over 75 years?
75 years? Fancy that.
My dearest wife, do you possess knowledge about Geico, making it feasible for society to spend less capital on automobile insurance for over 75 years?
Why are you talking like that?
You said fancy that, so I was just fancying it.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Don't
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Surf songs were written, isn't it?
You know, I don't know, Catalina, but you'll love Catalina. What you have to do, Dougie,
yes,
is you've got to pony up the $40, whatever it is.
$40.
So here's what I'd say. You take the little boat over to Catalina.
Yes, we're doing that.
And then you get off and you have lunch in one of those cute little cafes that's by the terminal. So you do a little walking.
Do that, yeah.
Then here's where you pony up the $40.
Mm-hmm.
You walk around behind the restaurants, and for $40 you get a golf cart.
Really?
You rent the golf cart, and then you drive around the whole island. It is so fun. It's the the best part of Catalina is the golf cart.
Golf cart.
Yep.
Got that. Thank you.
Gotta do it.
Intentions.
I'll be disappointed if you don't.
All right, no, I'll take care of that. Thank you very much, Jennifer Horn, one of the smartest ladies I know. We surround ourselves with smartness here on Good Day, and that brings us around to smart humor. Laughing is important. But his was winning. But maybe Fallon could be laughing.
Laughing.
Or Letterman could be laughing. Where's Conan O'Brien been this week?
He's on vacation.
Oh, he has been?
He's been to China.
China, yeah. Went to China. Good place for a vacay. All right, so then we have a laugh or two from Jimmy Fallon, then David Letterman, and then Seth Meyers here on Good Day.
We're so happy. We're so excited. Today our show got nominated for 6 Emmy Awards. And if we win for best show, I promise to give the Emmy to my parents. And if we win for best writing, I promise to give the Emmy to Rob Ford. Because he's responsible for half our monologue. It's him and Chris Christie, yeah. They have to split it. Chris Christie doesn't like to split anything. No. So it's just, our show got nominated for Best Writing, so I just want to speak to my writers from the heart and say, you good at job, me no good if you know peoples.
I just got a call backstage from the people at the NBA, and you know what? It looks like LeBron James is going back to Cleveland. Yep. And I'm going back to NBC.
Well, that's...
Speaking of Cleveland, you know, the Republican convention is going to be held in 2016 in Cleveland. And they outbid, they defeated New York City, was in the running. Cleveland beat New York City. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, this is not right. What... hookers and bribes don't work? What is the problem?
Very exciting television news today. The 2014 Emmy Award nominations came out this morning, and Game of Thrones leads all shows with 19 nominations. They were nominated for Best Drama, Best Costumes, and Worst Job Security. This is really interesting. Netflix got twice as many nominations this year as they did in 2013. Of course, some of those are nominations from last year that just finished buffering.
There you go. Game of Thrones, very violent. That's a more body count there than there is on 24 even. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with David Frum and David Korn. Coming right up, did Obama's West Point speech articulate a doctrine that fits the times and suits America?
This is Ralph Nader. I've been working with conservatives on issues where we agree, like ending the NSA dragnet, cutting corporate welfare, and challenging trade agreements that undermine our sovereignty and economy. That's why I wrote Unstoppable. It explains how the left and right can work to dismantle the corporate state in 24 major areas for overdue change. You can play a role in this growing convergence and obtain my book by visiting Nader.org today.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Frum and Korn. After the fall of the Soviet Union and 9/11 and the end of the Iraq War, is there an Obama doctrine that fits our times?
The question you always ask about a presidential speech is, why is the president talking? What is he trying to communicate? This speech was overwhelmingly a defensive statement. Things are not going well for the Obama foreign policy. The red line in Syria being crossed and recrossed like at a hockey game. Tremendous threat to European peace and order by the Russian actions in eastern Ukraine. Tension between China and Vietnam, and he has not even articulated a framework that allows us to predict which actions this president will take. What is the test by which the threat that was never carried out of major human rights atrocities in Libya was more important than the reality of the largest refugee crisis since 1945, which is what Syria is?
There is no Obama doctrine, but that may not be a bad thing. We may live in a world now where it's no longer bipolar, where the challenges come and go, whether they're democratic unrest in the Middle East and North Africa and an aggressive Putin, where you can't come up with a doctrine that in and of itself will give you the ability to predict what the president's policy will be, because these are changes.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute today with David Frum and David.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me. I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger. I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Meredith had some special M&M's made for me. They have little sayings on them that are unique to what's going on in my life and our lives. And so it's been kind of fun. I've always asked, where are the green M&M's? Because you can't find green M&M's in regular M&M's. Right? Who's noticed that? No green M&M's.
Yeah, and the brown ones are gone too, aren't they?
Yeah, so now I have
what
my own special.
What color are the M&M's? They're blue now. They're blue.
Yeah, they're blue and yellow and red.
I thought they still had green M&M's because, like, rappers.
Yeah, they have
like,
green M&M's.
Yeah.
Do they?
I get my own like special green M&M's, whole, though.
The whole bowl of green M&M's. Right. That's what they order specially at their concerts.
It's kind of like green eggs and ham.
If you read
right?
that.
Uh-huh. Loser of the week is Justin Ross Harris. You remember he's the man charged with murder and child cruelty in the heat stroke death of his son. He was fired yesterday by his employer, Home Depot.
Good for them.
He'd been on unpaid leave since charges were filed against him, accused of intentionally leaving his son strapped in a car all day, 90 degrees outside, 109 in the car. And he apparently, along with, was his spouse involved in this as well? Didn't I see that someplace that she was on the internet? How do you cook your kids in the car? Ugh. And why is that even on the internet?
Everything
I guess anything
is on
the internet.
Everything is on the internet.
Well, I think what is mostly on the internet for that is about safety and
what not to do.
Mm-hmm. And they just turned it upside down.
Turn it around, yeah. Isn't that... Okay, enough on that. Mr. Obama is going to offer to help in the Israeli situation with the Palestinians, send over Mr. Kerry, who is the leading diplomat. We all know he's...
I don't know why. Whenever I see him, I just think, oh.
He would be a modern... He's sort of ghoulish looking, isn't he?
Yeah, like he looks like Frankenstein a little.
No, you know, he looks like Fred Gwynne.
Well, yeah.
Right? Doesn't he really have that long, thin, face. Yeah.
Herman
the big
Munster
nose.
Frankenstein.
Yeah, right. Okay. So let's see here. What's what is new here? I'm looking at all the stuff that we've talked about this week, and I don't see anything in here. Oh, authorities say Alex Tickleman. Do you know who Alex Tickleman is? Alex Tickleman.
Oh, but it's a great name.
Alex Tickleman. Mr. Tickleman searched online for how to legally defend... I'm sorry, it's a lady, Alex. Oh, I spelled it. I said Alex as if it were Alex, A-L-E-X. Sorry, the feminine of A-L-E-X is A-L-I-X. So Ms. Tickleman searched online for how to legally defend herself after she gave a Google executive a lethal dose of heroin aboard a California yacht. So Alex Tickleman is a... Right. And I saw this story earlier, and I didn't put a name with it. I just saw the name.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes on to... So, and the reason I bring it up now is sort of to speak to what we were just talking about. Everything's online. Anything and everything is online.
There's more to this
story. She Googled how to get herself out of giving the overdose to a Google executive.
Well, and then she's on the boat. And first, she's a high-class call girl.
Yes.
With 238 clients, like active clients.
Really?
That's pretty disgusting.
Busy. And why is it disgusting? It's good. It's entrepreneurial. It's
well,
good,
when you think about
business.
All the stuff that you're sharing with those 238
people. Well, that may be, yes.
It freaks me out a little.
Okay.
But she apparently, they had cameras rolling on her.
Oh,
and
hello.
So not only did she Google how to kill somebody with heroin, but then she goes in and after she administers the dosage and sees him like flopping around on the floor, like it clearly in distress, she steps over his body, pours herself a glass of wine, drinks the glass of wine, then decides to put the shades down so no one can see her. All the while he's dying there on the floor, and then she leaves. Now, so they have all that evidence. Then they started digging around in her past, and they've connected her to a couple of other deaths that her boyfriend, conveniently enough, died from a heroin overdose.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's sweet.
And then some other guy in Georgia, some other high-powered guy, the police had said he died accidentally. Now they're opening up that case again because he died from a heroin overdose as well. So,
really?
Yeah.
So this lady is keeping the Taliban moving.
Exactly.
Because that's where the heroin comes from, boys and girls, in case
my
you didn't know that.
My question to you guys.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just because you're men and you can help me out here. In
thank
my,
you for the compliment.
My straw poll.
Yeah.
If you're a Google executive, do you need a call girl or could you just like go to a bar and buy a girl a couple of martinis?
You're a Google executive. Well, you have to wear that on your sleeve.
Well, people know. People can smell money.
Really?
Women can smell money.
Hmm.
I just am curious to know why you need a call girl. Now, maybe it's the thrill and the naughtiness of having a call girl, and maybe it's because they just, you know, come in and then they leave and you're married so you don't have to deal with any fallout. But it seems just as easy, actually cheaper to me, to just go out and buy a girl some drinks in a bar.
Hmm.
Thoughts, boys?
I wouldn't do either. I don't know.
Well, I know you guys wouldn't do either. I'm just saying, the mind of a man. Help me out.
I don't. My mind doesn't go there, so I'm no help.
Oh, you guys are no fun.
I'm sorry. I'm no help. I don't get it. I don't understand. Hey, here's another drug story, though, that you may be interested in. Angelina Jolie is suing the Daily Mail. There's a list of that group. And George Clooney sued them this week as well.
Yes.
So the Daily Mail in England published a video online which claims to show her addicted to heroin, but it's old.
Yeah, that
was back to the 1990s.
Yeah, that she had that issue.
Right, 16-minute footage. Well, anybody who's that skinny has issues, in my experience, with some sort of abuse, some sort of substance abuse, food. There's something going on with someone who's that skinny.
That's a big statement to imply that they're all heroin addicts.
I didn't imply that. I didn't say that. You never heard that. Those words never
but
came out of my mouth.
There could be some issue.
No, there is an issue. Never mind, there could be. Anybody who's that skinny has either bulimia, got some kind of digestive disease. There's something going on. You don't get that skinny and stay that way unless you are either starving yourself, and that's a mental, emotional thing, or there's something else going on in your body. It just is not a practical... When you look at people who are quote-unquote normal, and I don't even know what that is anymore, because there are such extremes. There's the Angelina Jolie on one side, and then people, unfortunately, who have eating disorders, and sometimes it's a thyroid thing, or sometimes they just eat too much on the other. But there are reasons for people being as thin as she is. But this is, as suggested in the suit, ancient history. So why would the Daily Mail be stirring this up? What, the first time you heard what about Angelina?
It wasn't the first
Jolie
time that I've heard that she could have had heroin problems.
But at this point, why do you dredge up something that's 20 years old?
Because you're bored, you need news, you need to create some drama. Again, it goes back to that publicity card.
Creating.
You're getting great publicity from this George Clooney thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so there you
Angelina
go.
Angelina Jolie sells papers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Guess you guys are smarter than me. I'd like to think there was a reason for writing a story, but I guess, don't have to do that. The House and Senate Tax Writing Committees this week drafting competing plans to refill the Highway Trust Fund. You know how I love to talk about this. For several reasons. First, it is a wonderful example of how all these funds, the Airport Trust Fund, Social Security Trust Fund, Highway Trust Fund, all are rated so that there's never any money in them. They live on what comes in today. They've all been emptied. So what comes in today is what they're spending. And if the needs are greater than what's coming in today, because you've spent the money for other things, then you got to come up with a new way of funding more projects. So you'll be happy to know that the House Ways and Means Committee and the Senate Finance Committee are going to figure out a way to put more money in the Highway Trust Fund, which will come from taxes on gasoline, road use taxes, higher taxes on tires, anything they can get their hands on that are connected to automotive or issues of the vehicles that use the road. So more taxes. They need $11 billion to keep money moving in there so they can fix the dilapidated roads. Somebody took great exception to me for the first time. Apparently they've heard me connect the unions and how lousy the roads are in our country, and they didn't like it. So I don't like it, but in my observation, that is why the roads are the way they are. Travel across the country at this time of year and find a major highway that doesn't have some sort of big construction project going on. Find one, just one, that doesn't have some kind of activity that comes from poor construction. Bridges, horribly built. Roadways, just obnoxiously potholed and pitted all across the country. Why is that?
Many people point to that as the success of our country. In fact, one of our guests just recently on the show said that the government's running of the roads is so great. But you're right. I mean, I thought it was...
The running of the roads is different than the way they're maintained.
I don't know. Our roads around here... I mean,
awful.
I had, during some rain a year ago, I actually just was driving home, and I had to get a brand new tire.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just bad.
Potholes. Yeah. And so, whatever it is, why it is that more people don't come up with this, once in a while there's somebody who comes up with, I don't know if it's me, that I'm the one who comes up with the ideas, but I don't hear anybody else talking about this.
No, and anybody running for local politics, it would be a genius thing to run on.
It would be.
And I was thinking
even
about
even national
yesterday.
Politics.
Even national. I was thinking yesterday, just driving around, I don't even know why, but I was thinking about, gosh, you know, at some point, I might be interested in running for local something or other.
Yep, yep.
And, you know, the one thing, I know, I was driving by our local city council office, and I was like, Felipe Fuentes, where did we even get this guy? We were just redistricted, and I was just thinking to myself, having this little convo in my head. I thought if I were going to run, I'd say, use horn to beat traffic. How great would that be for my slogan?
Sounds
use
right.
horn to beat like, L.A. traffic.
Like genius.
Wouldn't that be great?
So guess how many projects are going on this summer around the country?
Ridiculous.
How many do you think?
I don't know.
Take a guess.
12.
104,537 infrastructure projects are going on around our country at this moment. 100,000 projects. And the government wants to cut spending by 28%. the feds do, because they don't have enough money. This is another one of those. We don't have any money. We're going to close down the swimming pool, public swimming pool. We have no money. We have money for five guys to stand around on the pothole patrol.
That's what's so frustrating, is when you drive by and the traffic is a mess and you're wondering what's going on, and then you look and you see 12 people in orange vests just looking at, just standing and looking at something. I mean, it's so frustrating.
It's an emergency.
Yeah.
We got to have that money now, because you allow them to mess with you.
But this is our fault, because we reward this type of behavior. Instead of giving people bonuses for finishing the job in a timely fashion, they have to drag it out so that they can keep their funding for whatever it is that they're, whatever line items they're trying to fund in a budget.
Pretty
so something that could be done in a day, they drag out for 7 days so they get the most money out of it.
Yep, that's how it works.
Ridiculous.
Meanwhile, the roads are in terrible condition. It's all a ploy to keep the unions that vote for those in power, the unions to keep voting for these people, because they continue to come up with ways of spending your money to fix roads instead of doing like they do in Europe. And that is, once you make the road, it doesn't fall apart. Go around Europe and see how many road works you see going on there this summer or any summer.
Thinking about that, maybe it's time we start rewarding good behavior. Think about all the bad behavior we reward.
Mm-hmm.
Slow workmanship, people staying home instead of making more money staying at home than finding a job. We need to start rewarding the good stuff.
The kid who works for me on the farm, who's worked for me since he was 12 years old, he's now 28 or 29. He's always very mechanically astute. I got a job working for the railroad. He's a union guy, gets paid $28 an hour
for
working on equipment and the tracks and that sort of thing. And he says sometimes he's hard-pressed to find enough work to do. Here's a kid who grew up on the farm, so he has that farm work mentality.
Right, which
we
want to
get to work. Let's
keep looking for
work. Yeah. We're getting paid, so let's work. And they sometimes are lucky to do an hour's work a day, because they don't have anybody pushing them. The unions, this is public money that's being used to fund these guys.
Yeah,
the track.
Funded for a month's worth of work, why finish in a week? Stretch it out.
Yeah, right. And this goes on. The feather bedding that used to be part of the railroad when it was privately owned is now more so because the government is paying to run Amtrak, and the government is in control of the tracks that service not only in the Boston area but around the country. They have all of these. Control now. The public sector controls, because they subsidize the trains going in and out of major cities. So the subsidy goes to controlling the tracks, and the tracks are maintained by these people. The company that actually oversees the maintenance of the tracks and the equipment is a French company. And so they have left everybody in the same position, and so there's no incentive for them to do any work. Great, huh? Great country, America. 11 before the hour.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits. A tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
With thousands of brand new items, Staples now has more of the things you need every day.
Like what?
Like cleaning supplies for the break room.
Good thing. The fridge sort of smells like a wet dog.
And drinks and snacks, like Gatorade and Snickers bars.
So I can replace electrolytes while I cheat on my diet?
And retail supplies, like cash registers, shopping bags, and signs. Even hospital scrubs and disposable gloves.
I look like a hot surgeon in those.
With thousands of new products, your local Staples now has more than you'd ever expect. Staples, make more happen.
Disruptive may be just another overused buzzword, but disruptions in business like network downtime, data loss, social media abuse, and limited bandwidth are downright disruptive. For businesses large or small, Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement content security, application delivery, and data protection solutions, all designed to prevent disruptions and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our security or storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/disruptive.
Oh.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Tech Talk time on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler here at your service and on your side with information that you can use. Shelley Palmer begins our overview of information from the world of technology, talking with you about a new idea to revolutionize park benches, the idea being tested in Boston, the public parks here in Boston. So we'll find out about that. What's in this for you? Stay tuned.
But summer's all about relaxing and not stressing about the little things. There are many ways to make home safety efforts easier. The Kidder Worry-Free Smoking Carbon Monoxide Alarms offer hassle-free protection since each come with a sealed-in lithium battery proven to power the alarm for 10 years. There's also a better way to keep pets healthy this summer. The Whistle Activity Monitor, available at PetSmart, give owners a deeper picture of their pet's activity, health, and wellness. I've also found an easier way to groom pets. Trimming a pet's nails can be difficult and even painful, but EasyPaws solves that problem with its unique bidirectional design proven to provide a pain-free experience for the pet. You can simplify your entertainment with one gadget. The Intel-powered Asus MemoPad 7 tablet to keep up with emails, the latest sports scores, music and movie downloads, and more. I love the SmartStyle Pro 31 Smart Tray, which is a portable, lightweight, and heat-resistant fold-out tray that fits over a traditional sink to add counter space, alleviate clutter, and create a safer environment.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, what if benches in public parks were more than just a place to sit? That's the thinking behind a new project in Boston where solar-powered benches called SUFAs will let you take a load off and also give you a place to plug in and recharge your smartphone. Designed by a Verizon Innovation Program at MIT, the SUFAs are more than just a traditional recharging station. The benches also connect to Verizon's network to upload data about the spaces around them, including air quality and noise level, as well as how many people sit on each bench every day. You can even check out the data the benches collect through SUFA's website. The first benches are being installed throughout July in various Boston parks, including Titus Sparrow Park and the Boston Common. If you live in the Boston area, the city wants your help in planning out future SUFAs. Boston city officials are asking residents to recommend additional places to install the benches, as well as names for each bench. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Everybody knows vacations are instantly rewarding. Instant relaxation, instant tan lines, instant margarita buzz. With the Orbitz Rewards program, the payoff comes just as quickly. Earn free hotels faster when you earn rewards instantly on flights, hotels, and vacation packages. And you can earn even more when you book on the Orbitz mobile app. 5% on hotels and 2% on flights. Join Orbitz Rewards today at Orbitz.com/rewards and get instant vacation gratification.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road. You can't beat the open road, but saving money on motorcycle insurance is a close second. That's why I switched to Geico. Reminds me of the time I switched to a new helmet without a face mask and swallowed a bunch of gnats when I accidentally yawned. Those suckers tasted bad. Unlike Geico Motorcycle Savings, which always tastes real good.
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Couple of items from Amazon in the news today. The government is suing Amazon for billing parents and other account holders for millions of dollars in app purchases made by children. So why is it Amazon's? Why shouldn't they? It's not Amazon's job. If you've got an app and your children are using it and you're not controlling it, why is that a problem?
It's because of app purchases within apps. So you give your kid and the iPod to play with, and in the little game for the kid, they're buying other apps and they don't even realize they're doing
right.
it.
Oh, so it's
just
a hidden.
Click on something. Yeah.
So they're being sinister. Amazon's the bad guy here. That sounds pretty sinister to me.
Well, it's pretty easy to buy an app you don't want. Let's just put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By just clicking on something. How do you buy it, though, if they don't have your credit card information?
Because if you if you have an Apple account, if you have like an iPhone account, they have your credit card information, or it would charge your phone bill.
So they're suckering you in. Okay.
Yep. Well, it's a pretty picture. Yeah. Oh, let's click on it, and then all of a sudden you bought it.
Uh-huh. Right. Amazon also asking the Federal Aeronautics Administration for permission to test drone delivery. We talked about this at Christmas, remember? And people laughed about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're never going to do that.
And just a stunt.
Yeah, a stunt. Okay, well, the stunt now continues. And if the FAA is being asked for how's this going to work? How do you keep planes, low-flying aircraft like helicopters, small aircraft at local airports? How do you keep them all from running? Wouldn't you think the FAA would be more concerned at first of making sure that the traffic in the sky is working most efficiently? We're way behind. We were talking about the trust funds earlier, airport trust fund. We're 10 years behind a lot of other countries in how we actually run our air traffic control system. So we're going to have drones now flying around.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.